I'm saying it's wrong for the government to violate agreement and raid the payrolls of teachers to raise revenue to service their needs. And we have written to the Teacher Service Commission, and we have copied the same communication to the relevant government organs, but teacher salaries, together with the allowances and the new allowances which agreed to end the strike, must be in their bank account by 31st of July, failure of which the teachers of this country will take drastic measures against the government. We still have a lot of energy to stage any other strike to protest the infringement of our rights by the government. This is a colonial mentality, and the teachers of this country have been going on strikes before independence and after independence, and we've never ever been subjected to a servitude of this nature of recovering salaries by any government, not even the colonial government. And this is against the Labor Relations Act 2007 of Kenya. It is also against the Employment Act, and it's a contravention of labor standards, and government is engaging in severe, unfair labor practices bordering on servitude. As a union, we shall not allow the government to proceed with this. And so we've given our warning in black and white, and we expect the government to comply. If it doesn't, we will further invoke the powers granted to us as a union by the Labor Relations Act.
Supporters of the government are saying that you know very well that the government's wage bill is too high, the revenue base has been shrinking, and there's not enough revenue coming. How do you expect
that? That is not an excuse to punish workers. They're not asking for additional money. Pay the salaries at the level that they've been paid. And so the argument of the huge wage bill has no correlation whatsoever with the running salaries of teachers. How does it? What is the relevance? So does it mean that the government can wake up and reduce salaries at will, contrary to the provisions of laws and provision of international accepted labor standards? This is a strong economy, and seemingly some people want to have it their way to engage in pilferage of national resources and hiding behind the excuses of huge wage bills and other wage bills to punish Kenya. This we shall not allow.
But there are suggestions that you do not have proof that a government is going forward to slash or withhold amount of money from paying teachers, and that this is just a political, yet another political stunt from the labor, from the KNUT. What do you say to that?
No, we don't engage in politics ourselves as a labor union. We are both a professional and labor movement. We are not a political movement, and we operate within the presence of the law, and therefore we are quoting the law. We are not playing politics. It's government which is playing politics. Yeah.
You said the government. You said
we must comply with the laws of this country. We must comply with the international labor standards. We are not a political body, and we shall never be, and we will never be. What we are advancing are pure professional matters. Why should the government wake up one morning and begin provoking teachers? The government itself is acting in very bad faith. And this, by the way, teachers are not taking it very kindly. As we are talking, there is a severe ghost law in all public schools when this announcement came up. We are protecting our rights, and we shall protect our rights, and we shall not negotiate with anybody when it comes to matters of our rights. No. And we understand the national economy, and we understand what the economy can do and what it cannot do. And for this, on this matter, we are talking about a payroll that has been running. If you have been paying a teacher, say, for example, $500 a month, why do you suddenly recover all the $500 simply on account of a worker participating in a strike? That doesn't work.
Where did you hear the news that the government is raiding the coffers to prevent teachers from receiving salaries?
We had that last week, and we had that last week, and we acted promptly, and we communicated to the government in black and white, to the employer in black and white, and copied the relevant government officers. That is a procedure that we are expected to do as a labor movement. So we have given the warning in black and white. So, and we'll give further warning in the coming days if government does not comply.